Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Move over Sin City. Indian casinos are now taking in more gambling revenue than Las Vegas casinos. Tribal casinos raked in more than $18 billion last year, twice what all the casinos in Nevada made. Marketplace's Matthew Algio joins us now. And Matthew, that seems surprising. How big has the Indian gaming industry become?
It's become huge. There are now more than 400 Indian casinos in 28 states. More than half the 341 federally recognized tribes now operate casinos. Gambling revenue at Indian casinos has grown by at least 10% every year for more than a decade. There is no way Nevada casinos can keep up with that kind of growth.
So what do they think over there in Las Vegas?
You know, it's interesting. They're really not that concerned because even though they're losing market share to the Indian casinos, their profits keep rising. William Thompson studies the casino industry in Nevada, and he told me they're not exactly shaking in their boots.
You know, in 1977, we had 100% of the casino market in America, and our revenues were maybe around $1 billion. Now we only have 20% of the casino market in America, and our revenues are $11 billion. So I don't think we're too worried.
Something else to keep in mind, Nevada casinos are going after a different market than Indian casinos. Nevada wants to attract tourists from out of town who stay several days. Indian casinos tend to attract day trippers, people who live nearby and spend maybe just a few hours at the casino.
So given all this, what's ahead for the gambling industry as a whole?
It looks like more growth. Analysts say the Indian gaming sector could keep up its phenomenal growth rate for even a few more years. And some Nevada casinos are looking to grow by possibly investing in internet gaming sites. So the gambling boom could continue for some time.
Okay, there's another boom story out this morning, a housing boom, a building boom. I understand the Commerce Department released some surprising figures.
Yeah, the monthly report on housing starts came out this morning, and it shows that new home construction jumped 4.7% in January to its highest level in more than two decades. Back in 1984, builders broke ground on more than 2.1 million housing units last month. Analysts say low mortgage rates are behind the latest building boom. And Madeline, in the Marketplace newsroom today, we're following Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan's testimony before the Senate Banking Committee.
Matthew Algio of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media, and thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome.